continuing with the chapter on filling in the subs from the front, from not leaving any gaps between the people in the subs, and the importance of filling up the saf from the front, the importance of the first row, and the importance of filling in every gap, not leaving any gap. So the hadith we did yesterday, and al-Bara ibn Azib radiyallahu anhu qal, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يتخلل الصف من ناحية إلى ناحية. هذا براء بن عازب رضي الله عنه. He says that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم would walk between the rows from one end to the other end. He would walk between the safs, showing such importance to getting the saf straight. يمسح صدورنا ومناكبنا. Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم would pass his hands over our chest, over our backs, ويقول لا تختلفوا فتختلف قلوبكم. Don't be uneven in yourselves, for your hearts will become disunited. If yourselves are not even, then your hearts will become disunited. Again, here we mentioned that here it shows that even the outside affects the inside. It's not only that the inside has to be correct, the outside also has to be correct. Here the selves are not straight. What is it doing? It's affecting internally. People are becoming disunited. وَكَانَ يَقُولُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ سَيْءٍ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى الصُّفُوفِ الْأُوَلِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His angels send salutations to the front rows. What is meant by the salutations? When it comes to the malaika, they make dua maghfirat for this person, because the people are coming forward in the front rows. Special reward is mentioned for them, that the malaika make dua maghfirat for them. And as far as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned, Allah Pak is sending out special mercies on the people of the first rows. So therefore we should always try, show that enthusiasm that I want to go into the first row, I want to go into the front. We should think of it as first class. Who doesn't like to get first class? We should the desire that I'm showing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala my enthusiasm, and I'm going for the first rows, the best rows. So these are something that is desired in Islam indeed. Not that a person comes to the masjid and he sits in the back. Hadith we did the other day of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that a person will continue remaining behind until a time will come when Allah Pak will make him stay behind. Why? Because he didn't show that desire that I want to go in the front. I always want to be in the front. He continued sitting in the back. So time will come when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep this person back. And the other side is also true, that a person continues showing his desire to such an extent that Allah Pak now will take this person forward. This is in all deeni matters, we should show our desire. عن ابن عمر رضي الله عنه وأن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال أقيم الصفوف. حضرت عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنه says رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم would say that straighten the rows وحاذوا بين المناكب and stand shoulder to shoulder وسدوا الخلل fill in all gaps ولينوي بأيدي إخوانكم and be straighten the rows. The literal translation of this is be gentle to the hands of your person, should comply willingly, or if a person is guiding somebody, a person is directing somebody, that now you need to fill in the gap, and then this person should be very gentle in the way he goes about it. Don't be harsh with people. Sometimes people don't like it the way you tell them. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us two things. One is that a person, if he's told to go forward, told to fill a gap, then he should willingly comply. And one is the person that is doing it also is doing it, should do it in a very nice way. وَلَا تَذَرُوا فُرُجَاتٍ لِلشَّيْطَانِ. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, don't leave any gaps for shaitan. وَمَنْ وَصَلَ صَفًّا وَصَلَهُ اللَّهِ. That person who fills in the saf, that person who completes the saf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala maintains him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps him. وَمَنْ قَطَعَ صَفًّا قَطَعَهُ اللَّهِ. And that person who cuts a row, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he severs a row, he's a means of the row being incomplete, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cuts him off. What it means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cuts this person off is from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this person now is cut off. Everyone wasala safan wasalahu Allah, that person that joins, that person that completes the row, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completes this person as far as his mercy is concerned. Allah Pak joins him up, Allah Pak links him up to his mercy, why this person was a link to make that saf complete. So many rewards for ensuring that the safs are complete. One more hadith. And Anas رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال رسوا صفوفكم وقاربوا بينها. Anas رضي الله عنه said that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that stand closely together. رسوا صفوفكم, stand closely together in your safs. وقاربوا بينها, and bring them close to each other. Each person should see that he is close to the next person. وَحَاذُوا بِالْأَعْنَاقِ, and the next should be in line. فَوَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ إِنِّي لَأَرَى الشَّيْطَانَ يَدْخُلُ مِنْ خَلَلِ الصَّفِّ كَأَنَّهُ الْحَذَفُ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I see shaitan entering. I take an oath in that being in whose control my life is. I take an oath. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is taking an oath in that being in whose hands my life is, that I see shaitan entering the safs. Where he enters the safs, where there is gaps. Ulama explained that there shouldn't be more than one balish. One balish is one hand span between one musalli and another musalli. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that I take an oath in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I see shaitan entering through these gaps. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, it's as though he is a small black sheep. What does shaitan do? As though he is a small black sheep that is coming there. Now we might ask ourselves, what is shaitan doing there? Shaitan is coming there deliberately to create waswasa, deliberately to distract a person in his concentration as far as his salah is concerned. So that is the reason why shaitan is coming there. So he comes there to distract us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of showing that desire, showing that enthusiasm of following the safs. And a person should think to himself, one way of doing it, ulama explained, is he should think that I am going, when he is going to the masjid, his preparation is already psychologically preparing. He is making his wuzu, he is making his wuzu, thinking that I am going for a very, very big meeting. I am going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am not going to meet any ordinary person. So when he is making his wuzu, he is thinking of this very big meeting. Automatically, psychologically, he is preparing himself. When he is going to the masjid, he is going in such a manner that this is an extremely big meeting. And now when a person comes to the masjid, now he's thinking to himself that I'm already at the house of the person that I came to meet, the very big person. And now when he starts his salah, he's starting his salah in such a condition that now I'm actually in the meeting with my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when a person has this in mind, then automatically that concentration, that focus, that respect, that adab is of a different level. When he has this in mind, this is no ordinary meeting, this is a meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us the tawfiq of making amal. Today is Friday, as we know. We should always try and come early for the Jummah Salah, read Surah Kahf, increase our salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and take advantage of the time between Asr and Maghrib for du'as are answered between these times. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yusifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.